The beginning of the Sefer Shmos, the Or HaChaim comments and says on this pasuk, "Vayomer Yosef, Yosef, Kol Echov, Kol Ador Ahu." Three stages. It calls man, "Sheechom Min Achim Hoyekayim, Haymitzriim Uchubodim, Machabdim Is Bnei Yisro." The Bnei Yisrael were respected and had chashivas. As long as Yosef was alive, his brothers, and that entire generation that went down to Mitzrayim. The Or HaChaim explains that there were chashuvim Bnei Yisrael b'neihem. They're nichbodim. In the eyes of the Mitzrayim, these were shoyim. The Rishoyim that the Mitzrayim were, the Memtesh Shari Tuma. Yet, as long as Yosef was alive, they were Machabi Yosef. When Yosef was Nifter, then no longer was Klal Yisrael on such a high Madrega. Until that time, the Mitzrayim realized that Yosef was a higher Madrega. A higher level. Once he died, the brothers and Mitzrayim were on the same level. Once the brothers were nifter, then the Bnei Yisrael were mevuzim, Bein Mitzrayim. A lower level, but not mishibit. They called Zman, they were alive, there was no shibit. Once the door left, then they started the Shibud Mitzrayim. We learn from here that these Rishoyim, as is mentioned by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that these Rishoyim, as long as they saw the Yosef at Tzadik, they saw Chashivas, Nechbodis, and they can do nothing about it, but only respect. But then when the Chashivas left, then the Shibud fell away. It wasn't until later by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yosachem Be'ini Om, that the Chashivas came back. The Chashivas came back. So we see the Klal Yisrael, Be'ini Om, and themselves. Not only Klapi Chutz, but even Klapi Pnim, a person has to feel Chashiv. A nechbad. That he's something. He's a miyuchad. Something special. Our yeshiva, for around 30 years, had a mashgiach ruchani, Rav Yaakov Moshe Lessen, mashgiach ruchani of our yeshiva, who anyone you'll ask, and don't after when he asked, whoever saw him was a nechbad and a chashiv. Klapi chutz in his dress. His shoes were always polished. We're talking about a man who came to our yeshiva, was close to 60 years old. All the time his shoes were polished. His hat was always brushed. Clothes were pressed, had a distinguished look about him. His posture was straight, and even so, they lived across the street, Klein Hall, Muss Hall, 187th Street, in a building where the people weren't so favorable and so didn't like Jews so much, and they weren't so respectful. But for Rav Lessen, the rabbi, his own appearance, they had great admiration. I remember many times Talmidim would say, come over to me and say, who is this man? He's a saint. He's a saint. But you don't understand what he says. He speaks in Yiddish. He's a saint. He's a saintly man. In his dress, how he conducted himself. This is the first nakuda. But in order to mechashev, perhaps is much more than that. In order to mechashev, as found in Gemara in Shabbos, v'yikra lior haner shemiyata, as halacha lior haner, on Shabbos you forget yourself, even if you're learning for sure, and maybe you'll pour in some oil. However, Amrava, im onim choshev hu mutter. If he's an onim choshev, then he's allowed on Shabbos. And whereas the Kashim Rabbi Shmuel, he's permitted on Shabbos to read, to learn, li'or haner. Who is an onim choshev? So Rashi says, this onim choshev is shein rogu lahatus ner afila b'chol, l'nei chashivusa. That's passion. He never pours in the oil. Doesn't make a difference. If it's Shabbos, or is he Miachol? That's an Orem Choshev. An Orem Choshev. Mention this. Mashgiach Zochan Avroch, the first Musa Shmuz. I heard from Mashgiach was the fact that in those times, everyone had handkerchiefs in the lapel on Shabbos. Maybe they sewed it in. And it bothered him very much. He said, on Shabbos, the Yisroel saw, it's not creative, you're not creating anything. You shine from one mokum to another mokum, so why can't you carry it? What is the Yisr? A peanut? A grapefruit? In your pocket? In your pocket? I understand, a suitcase. What about a pocket? A peanut? A little peanut? A little piece of paper? So he said, because on Shabbos we're Himmel Prince. We're chashuvim, like the President of the United States. He doesn't have anything on him. Not a checkbook, not even a handkerchief, not even a Kleenex. He has someone to blow his nose. He's chashuv. You mean to tell me that the Erev today is going to vatal chashivas? We need an Erev today to mevatal chashivas? We take out the kitchen sink on Shabbos? Where's an Erev? We don't think twice. We're choshev. Modern man is not choshev. The Arab is mevatalus. Mevatal the choshevus adam. The fellow, Mr. Teddy Kalner, that lived across the street where the dormitory was, still is. Was, I should say. And Rav Lesson saw him go out during the week with his laundry, many shirts to go to the laundry. He spoke with him in a nice way, very gentle, very gentle. Please go back and put the laundry in a bag. This is not how yeshiva bachur goes out. There's yeshiva kol kachim in Eretz Yisrael, and there's his Torah. Rav Svi Kaplan, there's a gzera takona. No bachur walks out of the yeshiva if he has to go to laundry unless he puts everything in a suitcase. Chashivas on him. How can you walk this way? Do we understand this? Do we understand this? Chashivas on him, the begodim. Not only bizban bigdeim alim kunosim alim. The covenant sephoris. What's the covenant sephoris? Beautiful clothes. They were proper fit. They fit properly. It wasn't too short, not too long. It wasn't sloppy. It wasn't baggy. No baggies. No baggy pants. No baggies. Everything proper fit. And we're talking to ourselves that the manufacturer of shirts, I don't know why, but puts a button on top. Why does he do it for? We never use it. The way the shirt is made to tuck it in the pants. Why is it doing that? We don't tuck in our shirts. We don't tuck in our shirts. There's a bracha shos alikot tzorki. When you tie your shoelaces. But we don't tie shoelaces. We have shoelaces that you don't tie. And this is a ben Torah. This is a ben Torah. Where's the chashivas on him? Where's the chashivas on him? Is this the way in Mirz Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, we walk down the aisle to the chuppah? Is this the way? The dungarees? Is this the way? Chasim, Doimel HaMelech? Doimel HaMelech is only you wear a jacket at the day of the chasana? Only by the chuppah? That's the only time? Or if you have to go to a funeral? That's the only time? Shabbos, not Shabbos? Now Yotif? Where's the Chashivas Adam? This was the Tafkid of the Rebbe. It shows Chashivas Adam. We're Chashiv. It mentions the Ramban quotes, explains the pasuk with Volka Ish Asher Neso Libo. By the Melechas HaMishkan, building the Mishkan, Rabbi mentions the Chachamim that did the Melechas, these integral and difficult and professional work, this craftsmanship, they had no training. So how do they know to do all this? V'yigba Libo B'darki Hashem, Lavo Amoshe. V'yigba Libo, their hearts were elevated. If a person is determined, then he'll grow to great heights. The Baal Musa learn is the shiftless order that stops a person from growing, from being a true Baal Midas. It's the shiftless order. Miani, Moani, Makoki, Lahasig. How can I reach that Madriga? A Mesil Shisharim? You want me to be a Mesil Shisharim? Tahara, Kedusha. Way up there. If the same individual chooses, nothing wrong with that, a shear that's far advanced, he sits in the back, it's a raya. He sits in the back of the shear, way in the back. He really doesn't understand everything, but it's a tremendous shear, because he has something, this shifa. He has a shifa to understand the Rebbe. It's been 3-4 months now, and he understands the shear a little better. It's from 5% now to 10 to 15. And he'll be there 3-4 years, he'll go up. That's a shifa. A shifa, that's the shear you go to. And what about midas? Do we ever have this hasaga? No, it's not for me. Where's the shifa? The Mashgiach Zochar Nevrocha always used to mention the Mesil Shishorim. Speaks about Madrigas Adam. How can we learn this? We're not in that Madriga. A shifa. Solibo, a desire. We have the desire. A desire for godliness, for growth. The solibo. However, the Yitzhahara says, shiflas adam, you're nothing. Shiflas adam. Chazal say that Ein Odim heute Elim Kin Niknas Bo Ruach Shtus. So Ruach Shtus. So we do have errors. There's a reason why. Ruach Shtus. You said I had Ruach Shtus. I'm a Shtusi. Because I'll say. So what do you want from me? So Rachaim Shmulevitz is Masbir. When is a Ruach Shtus? You're by a bore. You're staying right by a bore. Very deep. You're very, very careful. Because you can fall in. That's Ruach Shus. But if you're far away, then you have nothing to worry about. It's when you're close. Ruach Shus. You put yourself in that situation of co-ed activities. Co-ed activities. You put yourself in a situation of an internet. You put yourself in a situation of tremendous involvement in sports. The love of sports. The Baal Musa learn. Why is it so interesting? It's an escape from life. You know what's a good game? A good basketball game? A hockey game? Back and forth. They're up 2 points, they're down 2 points, up. That's a thriller. The battle should be within us. Within us. That should be the game. But instead we watch the game. We watch others. Interesting, back and forth, back and forth. I don't mean the Knicks and the Nets. I'm talking about a real, real, real game. A real game, back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. Back, and they find the down, they're up, down. Ooh, that's a game. That's a game. That's the saints. We're tzaddikim. We're the saints. We're the saints. To be able to Yagis Orim Yisatora Yisara, that's a saint. That's a saint. That's an Isa to Sokham Dikit saint. You have to work at this. Work at our midas. And we're not impressed with that. That doesn't impress with us. We're impressed with Bikias, with a good mind, about the cup. That impresses us. Yedias Hashas. And working on midas, Rabbi So Salanter mentioned that working on one midah. And working on a meeting of Gaiva, of Kas, of the Kima, Taiva, is greater than going through all the Shas. This is what the Mashgiach tried to convey to us. I tell you, Maisa was the Supik to say this, Maisa. I meet at the Tov. It was summertime, about August, well over 30 years ago. It was Bein Hazmanim, maybe after Tisha B'Av. It was a very, very warm day. The Mashgiach lived, as told you, on 187th Street. And a fire broke out above his apartment. He lived 3B and 4B. Of course, it was a 3-4 o'clock in the morning when this happened. Fire department came and everyone evacuated. You can imagine how they walked out of the building, right? 3 o'clock in the morning, you hear a fire. How do you walk out of the building? Everyone walked out. And I heard this from Rav Zev Levitan. He was a Boker at the time. The Rebbetzin said, the Rav didn't go out yet. In their apartment, the water was dripping. From 4B, where the fire was, because of the water of the firemen, dripping, he runs in to the apartment, and the Mashgiach is getting dressed. There's 10 buttons. He has to button his shirt. And after he buttons his shirt, he has to put on a tie. And after he puts on a tie, he has to put on his coat. And after that, he puts on a hat. So everyone's in pajamas. Can see the scene. Can see this. Look at this. Look at this. Everyone's holding their, who knows, gotchkas. They're outside, and he walks outside. A man, you think it's Makabal Shabbos? 3 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday or Wednesday, walks out. Mechubayim! Mechubed! It wasn't such a sakana. Mechubed! Where are you? Why are you? What do you stand for? This should not be a maisa of a mashgiach. It's talking to us. It's talking to us. How we conduct ourselves. How we conduct ourselves. Even on a pigisha. Even on a date. A shidduch date. Say the right word. Shidduch. How we dress. How we dress. Or Shlomo Zalman, before he went into the house, every time he fixes his hat. Wearing a tie, not wearing a tie. He's covered his wife, the Shechina. That's how he felt. Lechbodis. Is this way, way too advanced? It's a very difficult cheer. Oh, this is a hard cheer. This is the most hard of it. Tzorach Hein Godel. This is what a difficult cheer this is. Wow. Difficult. We can't be mastering what we're saying. This is Lechbodis. This is Nichbodis. Ben Zoyma Omer, Eze Mechubid, Machabias Abrius. If you're Machabias Abrius, Lomo Nikri Shmo Melech HaKovid, Shucholik Kovid Yireyev. Olach to be Drachov. We emulate a Kodesh Baruch. And the Mashgiach was Machabis Abrius. Machabis Abrius, a Slabotka Talmud. His whole life was Slabotka. Even in his Rabbanis, he was Slabotka. Even when he came to our Yeshiva, he was Slabotka. Alter from Slabotka was his model, his role model. He lived with the altar for Slabotka in his office, a picture. I didn't know at the beginning who this picture was. Who is this person? Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel. The altar from Slabotka. He was so close with him, even when the time of the Bein Hazmanim, on vacations, the Mashgiach went with him. He emulated him. He knew all his Torah. This Mashgiach, this Rav Lesson, went through Shiva Madura Gehenna, way before he came to Yeshiva. He married the Rav's of Naishlot daughter, and afterwards he took over the Rabbanis, imagine, for over two decades. He was a Rav, Naishlot, which is the northwest of Lithuania. He went through tragedies. Mashgiach was married four times. Three of his four wives were nefteris in Europe. First two through sickness, and after childbirth, left over his son. The son came to America. The only son he had left was 5 years old when his mother died. The third wife, the third Rebbetzin, was killed in the war. And he remarried here when he came to America. Had children that were killed in the war. One of his sons was an Ilui in Telz. The Nazis took him away with a book, that's they said a book, with a Gemara in his hand. You never knew this. You never knew this. Never spoke about himself. Never. This individual went through so much sorrows. He himself was not a well man. At one point of his life, when he went to Rhodesia with the Slabotka Yeshiva, somehow he developed the sickness of epilepsy. He was an epileptic. I saw many times during a Musar Shmuz, Sichas Musar, Limud HaMusar every night, from 20 to 10 to 10 o'clock before Maariv, he sometimes had an attack. And one time he fell down right in front of the 2540 Amsterdam Avenue, fell flat down on his back, got up and just walked away. Nothing happened. This, the Mechubadikagai, he spoke about his Rebbe, he spoke about the Chofetz Chaim, the Mechazikim. He spoke about Slabotka, the Gedolim of Slabotka came to America. Rav Ruderman, Ron Cutler, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Yitzchak Huttner, and so on, came to America. But it wasn't just the Slabotka Yeshiva and what it stood for, the godless Adam. The greatness of every individual. The Mashgiach, before he came to our yeshiva, joined with his son and his son-in-law, Rav Avigdor Miller, and started a yeshiva in Chelsea, Massachusetts for a couple of years. And then Rav Soloveitchik suggested to Dr. Belkin that he should be appointed as the Mashgiach Ruchni in our yeshiva. And Rav Avigdor Miller was offered a position, his son-in-law, in Chaim Berlin, by Rav Huttner. The Mashgiach, when the time he was here, besides the sefer they printed, the Imre Eliezer, the sefer Eliezer Shapiro, his father-in-law sefer, Andrushis, he himself, while in the yeshiva, published seven svarim, two and five. Or a Chaim, one of Chumash, one Anach, and then five Sforim, the Moshe B'Torah, on all the Inyakums of all of Shas, of all the Shishim Siddur Mishnas. All Musar. In terms of his activities in the yeshiva, their cheres kadmah laTorah. Their cheres is not greater than Torah. It precedes Torah. It precedes Torah. Its achana is a prerequisite. And even though not every bocher understood him, he went to every shir at least once in every 6 weeks, starting from the sifter, from the high school, the college, the smicha, every shir. And of course, he had a vod every Thursday, club hour in his office. Besides, he spoke Shalashus, Shabbos Mevorchim. Every Chagiga he spoke, Chanukah Chagiga, and he had a Chagigas in his house, and Shavuos, and Shemini Atzeres. And most of all, every single night in the Beis HaMedrash, he was in the Beis HaMedrash, and gave Sichas Musar. He learned the Sichas Hashorim, Rabbeinu Yonah, Sharet Shuvah, Chavis HaVavis, Archa Sadikim, Tamar Devorah, for well over 10 years. Every single night. Every single night. There are certain times the Mashgiach wasn't there. So he had a substitute. One of two possibilities. One is Rav Alter Metzger, who is an instructor, professor, a very well-known and Lubavitcher Chassid, and knows all the sichas of the Rebbe, which he published many himself. So when he gave the Musar, he learned Mesillas Shorim, and end up with Rayas from the Tanya. And other times, when Mashiach wasn't here, because he went to Chasnas, wasn't sick, went to Chasna, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was the Magid Shir, and we learned Mesillas Shorim. Somehow, the Rambam. And we learn that the sefer that you have to have for any Masechta in Shas is Mesillas Yeshorim. That's what you need. Any Masechta with what parish? Mesillas Yeshorim. Because what's the Mesillas Yeshorim? Mesillas Yeshorim is an Achram. Moshe Chaim Lachzat was an Achram. And in what Masechta? Pnei Yeshua is an Achram. Haflo is an Achram. He's an Achron. A Masechta Savod Azor. Not the whole Masechta. On five lines. A Pimchas Ben Yoyer. A whole Sefer on five lines. That's also an Achron. Others can't write a whole Sefer on five lines, but he wrote on five lines. An entire Sefer on five lines. The Acheres Kadmah LaTorah, as we said, is the Yisud of being a Ben Torah, proper Midas. And this the Mashgiach all the time stressed. And even the years later that were more difficult, the Bacham didn't understand Yiddish. So he'd give a Sicha and all the Shurim in Ashkenazis, in Ivrit Ashkenazis. It was more difficult, but he did it. And he had also his Sforim translated in English. It's going to be in Mirz Hashem 7 weeks. 7 weeks every single Wednesday. Not at 20 to 10, but a quarter after 9. Week after week. For Bochum, the time is very, very important. We don't have day and night to learn. And yet every single week, we hear about our Gedolim and our Yeshiva. So some will say it's Bittul Torah, and they left. What are we listening? What's the purpose of this? What's the purpose? A history? A history? Or is it a chasim of a bocher? Mach a chasim of the bocher. Does Yeshiva make a chasim on you? Dr. Klapperman said that the bochum loved Dr. Belkin's Zochin Bruch. They loved him. They want to imitate him. How did you imitate the Rebbe? In those years, when I came to yeshiva, there was an ashtray on every table. Everyone smoked. Dr. Belkin smoked Parliament cigarettes. Therefore, all the Bochum only smoked what was more expensive. Parliament cigarettes to imitate the Rebbe. If you see anybody that davens Shmoneh Esrei, but Chazoras HaShatz, not Shmoneh Esrei, with his feet together, and Yohori Vayavar, he will not move his feet. He will not move his feet by Chazoras HaShatz. He's from Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak. He's from YU. I know right now. Do you know him? No, I don't know. I know he's from YU. I know he must have learned by the Rav. He's from YU. I'm positive. I'm positive. HaChasim of a Bocher. Is that the only Chasim we have? To stand together by Chazoras HaShatz? That's the only Chasima we hear so many years? Is that the only Chasima? Much more than that. It should be much more. We learn from our Rebbe. Only the Lushan, how he expresses himself, the terminologies, especially it's more than three-letter words. More than three-letter words. The formulation, or is it more the midas of the Rebbe? Isn't that what we should be looking for? Dr. Revel, Zachin Levrocha, the first president of our yeshiva, will go over to book. I heard this before I came to this yeshiva. And pat him on the back. How is your Yerushalayim today? Your Yerushalayim! That's what the president said. How is your Yerushalayim today? And I heard from a Rav that he was in high school, and it was Friday morning, and he was reading the Herald Tribune. And Dr. Revel came in and saw him read the Herald Tribune. It was a well-known paper in those years. And he said one thing to him. Did you Mavr Sedri yet? What does Mavr Sedri got to do with reading the Herald Tribune? Who state in Halacha that you're not allowed to read the newspaper until your Mavr Sedri? It says that? This is a Roshim. Rabbi Goldberg, before trying, Jewish Sedra told me this. A Roshim! This is important! We may forget the Ksais. We may even forget exactly the more the Rabbi said. This is what it stands, Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim is for everybody. Ma'ashem Shomimach. Kim Liroso. Ahora. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, in reference to this week's Sedra, that Shaul Tamil Shaul Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai asked him, "Chemira Torah beganif yus megaslin. Why by ganif is a kefil dal vehei tovach mochar? You don't find this by a goslin." We know the answer. Perish is them mishalim kefil dal vehei, because hishva covered ever the covered kono. As far as a goslin is concerned, he goes before Hesia. He doesn't care who sees him, the bunch of people, and he does his ma'is avera, his chatifa. These are chonis mi'ad mitzri. However, when it comes to ganif, a ganif does it b'tzina, and he's afraid of people more than he's afraid of Kodesh Baruch. So therefore Rashi says, lo yorim mi'adim, kederesh lo yorim mi'ad Kodesh Baruch. That's a gazlan. Lo yishvah kovet ever the kovet kono. That's a ganif. Yorim and Neodim, if he doesn't have any year for HaKadosh Baruch. That's the Gemara Baba Kama. Let's say the Gemara again in Brachas. The well-known Gemara in Brachas mentions in Daf Chav Ches on the Beis, the Talmidim asked Rabbeinu, give us a Bracha, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Yiratzon she Yorishim Yorim Kaodim. You should be afraid of what? Of Odim, the way you're afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way you're afraid of Avodim. Yishara Odra Avera Omer Shalom Yirani Odim. When you do an Avera, you don't want a person to see. That's how you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the same words. The same Shtek Torah. The Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan Mizrachi said the same thing. I mean, this concept of Yira was said to the greatest of the great, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan Mizrachi. And that you say to a Ganef too? The same Shtek Torah? You expect a Talmid to be, a Ganef to be like the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? So what do you see from here, the two Gemaras? It doesn't make a difference, you're a plain Jew or the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochum Zakkai. Your Shemaim is for everyone. Ma'ashem Shom Yimach. Your Shemaim is for everyone. The Mestilz Yishorim is for everybody. It's not for a select few. A select few. A select, you have to be a certain type. You have to be a certain type. Or a queer to learn Musar. You have to be a certain type, a certain personality. That's good for the brisket derech. The brisket derech is for certain minds. It's not for everyone. It was not given in Har Sinai. The brisket derech is not for everyone. Someone came to Brisker Rav and he said, why come to your yeshiva? And Brisker Rav said, why? Because I want to learn the brisket derech. The Brisker Rav said, you cannot come. The second Talmud came and he was admitted. What did he say different than the first? Because the Brisker Rav asked him the same question. He said, I want to learn the emes haderech. Oh, emes haderech! You can come to yeshiva. For emes haderech is not only the brisket. It's all yeshivas is emes. Because Torah is emes. If you learn Torah, it's emes. Because brisket is a certain type. A certain mind. They'll all say that. Mestilz Yishorim is for everyone. The Vilna Gaon said, can imagine the Vilna Gaon, that he had a cheshbon nefesh. His avera, 4 to 5 minutes, Mashgiach used to say this, 4 to 5 minutes a year, Bittul Torah, 4 to 5 minutes a year. We have 4 to 5 minutes every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes. 4 to 5 minutes a year. He said on himself, if the Mestilz Yishorim would live, and there's no guzmas here, this is not guzmos. The Vilna Gaon is not a guzma. Every word counts. If the Mestilz Yishorim would live in his time, he would walk 50 mil, walk 50 mil to hear the words of the Mestilz Yishorim. Is that longness? Will you forget and prefer Rav Kiviger by listening to Mestilz Yishorim? It's for everyone. What did Mashgiach want from us? It's all the time to gavei hazman for limuda musar. Barosi yitzahor, barosi torah tavlin. What is this tavlin? Tavlin is a spice. It's a salt. It's a pepper. Very sharp. If Torah is compared to tavlin, only a little bit, 10 minutes a day, that's all you have to learn. The gitzbo yom v'lagma. How can you compare Torah to tavlin? Torah is v'chashah. The gitzbo yom v'lagma. Doesn't mean kriyas v'shashach v'zarvis. The gitzbo yom v'lagma. So how can you compare Torah to tavlin? The answer is it means musar. Musar. A few minutes a day. A few minutes a day. More about Hashem now. There's Mestilz Yishorim is a popular sefer in various types. It's more popular. It's more needed. It's more recognized. To Kaveya. We're here tonight. We're here tonight. The Mashgiach would want. They should learn Limud HaMusar. Because Limud HaMusar is his blindness. To talk to yourself. He always says to say, you want to talk about everyone but yourself. But yourself. But your Midas Rose. But your Gaiva, your Taiva. Your Kina. It's a cancer. It's a cancer within you. The Mestilz Yishorim speaks about kina. The author from Varik said, Miba Chayim, Miba Meis. So usually you cry, Miba Meis. You're gonna die. About kina, he has such a hate, such an envy for the other fellow. He says, Miba Chayim, who can live in this world? He can't even live in this world. The envy is so strong. The envy is so strong. He can't live in this world. He can't enjoy the world. Everyone has their own portion. He can't see it. He took away from me. You took away my rabbonis, you took away my wife, you took away this, this is shirk, and you took away this and this, this should have been mine, this should have been mine. He can't live. So he says, Mibachayim, he cries out, Mibachayim, how can I live? I'm living such a miserable life. Mibachayim. That's the Balkina. That's the Balkina. The Baltaiva, when you have two portions to give one person, and the other person give only one portion. So Baltaiva says, I won't eat it. If I don't get two, I won't eat it. And the Balkina says, I want you to make me blind because I don't want to see the other one eat. I can't stand it. Now I won't eat this. I can't see that someone else has more than me. I want to be blind. I want to live. The midas destroy us. Toras nafshi, toraf nafshi. It's visible about Balkas, Pasuk Neov. It's a treifa. We have to work on our midas. Yiras Hashem. I want to close. I mentioned the Mashgiach, Zachanei Brochem. But I always say that the first mitzvah after Har Sinai is Sholafsia al HaMizbeach. Vassal B'malas HaMizbechi. That the Mizbeach did not have steps, it was a ramp. Shalalos al Mizbeach b'madregas k'shayasib siyos gasas. You shouldn't have big steps. V'losagal malos al Mizbechi asher losagal evos chalav. Because a little bit of your pants will go up and your body will be shown. To whom? Who's going to see it? Avanim! So therefore, you're disgracing the Mizbeach. Could you understand that? That's a law in the Torah. The Chinuch says, "Yishorshim mitzvah zu, l'kvoa v'nafshenu yiras d'mokam v'chashivusa." The mokam, the Rebbeinu Shalom, and even Hakol Yodim she'avonim lo yakpinu b'shum b'zoyin. They don't care. If you have to be makpid on the avonim, surely on a human being. Surely on a human being, what difference does it make how I dress? What difference does it make how I talk? What difference does it make? Erev Shabbos, last Erev Shabbos, strips of wood was put on all the Sforim shelves. Beautiful. The Sforim here are such an improvement in the setting and the arrangement. A lot of work was done. The kol of this Beis Medrash is a stronger kol Torah than ever before. The kol Torah and the Sforim. Did anyone notice a nafkamina? If you have the strips, or you have just metal, my nafkamina. In the other Beis Medrash, you want to have the strips. My nafkamina, what difference does it make? Did anyone complain? The Bochum complain? Is that a chasorin? Or is it a chasorin if we have activities, social activities, just in the same roof? Isn't that a chasorin? Isn't that a chasorin? Such a mokum? We are the angels! We don't need any other angels. That's a chasarn. Did anyone notice this? The answer is, that's beautifying. That's beauty. You're not receptive to this. But someone who sees beauty, that's beautiful. That makes it more beautiful. That makes it more nice. It fits in to the color, the arrangement color, the color arrangement. The color arrangement. What's wrong with that? It's beautiful. As I came from Beu. A beautiful Beis Medrash, what's wrong with that? That's covet. That's covet. For Beis Lech HaKnesses. For Beis HaMedrash. However, when it comes to Talmud Torah, there's a Torah Shemiksav and Torah Shemapeh. A Torah Shemiksav is Ekel Gaveu. Talos Noah, Sukkah Noah, Sefer Torah Noah. Beautiful. As expensive as possible. Or, but when it comes to Torah Shemapeh, if we only had the Sebrachan and Shtender of the Vilna Gaon, the Sebrachan and Shtenders, the broken shtenders, the wooden shtenders, it'd be worth millions of dollars. The shtender of Salvezechik, the shtender of our previous Rosh Hashivas, of David Lish's shtender, his love for the Talmidim, his love. I just look at that shtender. But it's a sebrachan shtender. When it comes to Torah Shabbat Peh, there's no Zekeh Levi'an Ve'u. There's no Zekeh Levi'an Ve'u in Torah Shabbat Peh. In Torah Shabbat Ksav, This is important. This is beautiful. We appreciate it or not. But someone that had appreciation for beauty knows this is very nice. Ayashikoyach. A person should feel also, when it comes to Midas Tovis, Limud HaMusar, it's vital. It's vital to our life. It's vital. I can't live without it. I can't live without it. This is what Mashgiach Zecher Lebracha wanted to give over to us. We should feel this. Torah Tavlin refers to Musar. A little bit, that vitamin, you need that vitamin every single day, that spiritual vitamin, a little bit, every single day. I need it. Regardless, if you have a Musar Kola, not a Musar Kola, but a Zman Kavua, hopefully before Tefillah, before Mincha, before Maariv, This is the way to elevate yourselves. Shul lafsia al mizbeach. If madach al mizbeach, you have to act properly. Allah is kama kama human being. How you should act towards a human being was very makbid. I used to go Friday night after davening and give me a good Shabbos and go to Rav Dov Lishitz. He would look at me and wink with his eye. There were four other Rosh Hashivas. Why just say good Shabbos to them? Why should I say good Shabbos? You only say good Shabbos to your Rebbe. If he's not your Rebbe, you don't have to say good Shabbos. If you don't know a person, you don't have to say good Shabbos. You only say good Shabbos for those you know. If you don't know him, you don't have to say good Shabbos. Isn't that right? Yishalmi says, Bekoshi the Ramater, to say good Shabbos. Shalom Aleichem, on Shabbos. You shouldn't speak all together. You shouldn't speak at all. Tell you to Yishalmi. So if you go out and say good Shabbos, take advantage. Why can't you speak to everyone? Say it to God. Good Shabbos? He has to be your Rebbe? A good Shabbos? No, it's Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah? Bittul Torah? If I have to go to Minyan, where it's late and fast. Late and fast. Because why? I can learn more Torah this way. More Torah? Who taught you this? Who did you think of this? What do we think of this? This is modern. So therefore, to summarize, the sessions that we're having, and Mr. Shem will hear about our Rebbe Rav Dov Lishitz, and about the founders, the Nasiim of our yeshiva, they gave their life and soul. Rav Dov Lishitz, Rav Lessen was here all the time. He was never on time to davening. Never on time. He was always before the time. Always before the time. And no matter how, the last days of his life, where Dr. Muller used to come every year, Erev Yom Kippur, and told him every year you're not allowed to fast, and he asked him for Brichas Kohanim. Do you think he listened to the doctor? Every year. And once he was asked, after he had a stroke, Rebbe, you're told by the doctor to stay home. He said, yes. But between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, I'm a different person. That person is his home. The other person, and he stayed the last year of his life. He stood all the time right in front of the Oren Kodesh, with Davenin and Morgenstern, right in front of the entire Nila. An Andramensch, that's what we say, he lived it. To implant this in us, through Limud HaMusar, to admire Bachurim that are Bali Midas, admire that, not just Bali Kishrim. The Bali Midas, how they talk and how they walk and how they act, this should be for us a shifra. The purpose of having these sessions is machazikas, that they and our yeshiva should make a chasima on this. A chasima, a medakik a mitzvah, a ben Torah. He's from this yeshiva, he's from Yeshua's Rabbi Yisachanin. It should be nikkur. This should be our tafkid. And hopefully these sessions will bring us high closer, mile and mile in that Baruch Hashem.